Let's open in a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this time we can spend together in your word. I pray that it would be your words that are heard and not mine. I just pray that you would calm my nerves and that I would know that you are in control, Lord. In your name I pray. Amen. A couple of you who used to be in Master Club might remember this. About 8 years ago, I spoke to the Master Club kids about the topic I'm speaking about tonight. When Pastor asked me to speak, the Lord laid it on my heart to take that topic and expand on it a little bit and take a little deeper look into some of the scripture. My topic is we grow at night. Turn with me in your Bibles to Psalm chapter 143. The book of Psalm 143. This psalm kind of starts out a little depressing. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted me. He hath smitten me down, my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those who have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. You've probably heard this before, but like I told the Master Club kids back in 2015, I think it was, 8 years ago, doctors and scientists know that the human body grows at night, especially children and baby animals. They grow the most when they're asleep, especially when they're lying down asleep. Even adults grow a little bit when they sleep lying down, although unlike children, us adults shrink during the day, so you don't gain any height as an adult. But besides physically growing in the nighttime, we also grow spiritually in the night times of our lives. The phrase nighttime not only describes the time when we're physically asleep, but it's also used to describe when things are not all sunny and happy. When we feel like we're in dark places in our lives, these night times are the times in our lives that make us very uncomfortable. The times that we're afraid, the times that can sometimes make us sad or angry or worried. Basically, these are the times that we absolutely do not want to go through. We see in this passage in Psalm 143 that David was in a very dark place. The enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath crushed me to the ground is what that means. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. It's so dark, it feels like I've been buried is what he's saying. My spirit is overwhelmed. My heart is desolate. That desolate means devastated. How many times have you felt devastated by something? Let's start by talking about this darkness. In a physical world, it's dark when the sun's not out at night or there's no light in a room. Maybe the power's out and you're feeling around blindly in the dark. It's the same when we have our spiritual nighttime. We feel like we're in darkness. Some people describe it as, it feels like the world is closing in around me. We feel like we're in a dark room and we don't know what's out there. It's like as a kid when you're in bed and you see this weird shape over in the corner. The room's all dark and it's definitely got to be something scary. It's something that's going to eat me. But then you turn on the light and it's just a pile of clothes that your mother told you to put away and you didn't. So, in the night times in our lives, we want God to turn on those lights. We want him to show us the way through the darkness. We want him to get us as far away from that darkness as possible. In this passage, in verse 6, David says, I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. He's saying my soul is like a field in a horrible drought, in desperate need of rain. That's how much I need you, Lord, to help me. Sometimes we're in this nighttime or this darkness because of our sin. We have sin that we have not confessed. That's keeping us from talking to God. If that's so, that's probably the easiest darkness to get out of. Just repent of your sin. God brings you through that. You know, that darkness is of your own making. Other times, though, we're going through this nighttime because God's testing us. You don't have to turn there, but James 1, 2 through 4 says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7 says, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Both of these passages tell us that we will be tested. There will be things that happen in our lives that test our faith and test our trust in God. If we have patience and allow God to show us himself in these tests, we will come out, as he says, more precious than gold. Psalm 23, if you go back a little bit to verse 5, Psalm 143, verse 5, it says, I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the works of thy hands. David's looking back on the things that God has done for him, and he knows that God can deliver him through this trial too.
Right.
He remembers everything God did for him. Throughout the rest of the chapter, I want to just read verse 6 through 12 for you. I know we did read verse 6, but I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies and destroy all them that afflict my soul. For I am thy servant. David knew that God could help him through the dark times. Many times we are like the children of Israel in the Old Testament. Everything's going well, so we forget what God has done for us. We forget about our walk with the Lord. Then a trial comes in. It's the end of the world. We should have stayed in Egypt. There's no way we're ever going to get out of this. We forget that countless times before, God has gotten us out of this situation, different situations, worse situations.
Amen.
If we stay in the Word and have a continual, meaningful walk with God, then when these times of darkness come, we will be able to immediately respond by praying and looking to the Lord to help us rather than panicking as our first line of reaction to these things. When I spoke at the men's prayer breakfast, I read a quote that kind of hit me hard. Pick up your Bible before you pick up your phone in the morning. Those Facebook messages, those posts that people make about all the stuff they're selling, those Twitters, the TikToks, the Instagrams, the nameless other apps, pick up your Bible first. That stuff's going to be there after. Don't you worry. And if you don't pick up your phone after, that's okay too. How important is that stuff that you can't pick up your Bible first and read your Bible first thing in the morning when you wake up? Starting off your day in the Word can set your mind right so that when those trials do come, your immediate reaction is, Lord, help me with this.
Right.
Lord, I know you can get me through this.
Right.
So back to that theme, we grow at night. When I did the Master Club message, I asked the kids this. When we are asleep, are we walking around? Are we playing games? We exercising? We doing jumping jacks in our sleep? I know my kids, when they were younger, they used to move around a lot in their sleep. I swear they were doing jumping jacks sometimes. But the answer is no. We're still. Most of the time we're lying down and we're moving very little. The nighttime is a time to be still and not move around. It's the time that we stop all other physical activity. In order to get to sleep, we need to rest our bodies. It's hard to get to sleep if you're rolling around or if you're somewhere that you can't get comfortable or if you're constantly moving. We also need to rest our minds. We can't go to sleep when our minds are thinking about what we did during the day or worrying about trouble with work or school or planning things for the next day. Or I like to do this. I like to think about things that there's nothing I can do about at night. And then you wake up in the morning, you're like, that's really not a big a deal as my brain made me think it was. So in order to get sleep, our bodies and our minds need to relax. Turn with me to Psalm 46, please. I'll begin reading in verse 7. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolation he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the ends of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Be still and know that I am God. The Lord says, sit still. I've got this. I'm in control. How comforting is that? Especially when we're going through a trial and we think of that. I'm in control. God's saying, be still. I'm in control. When the dark times in our life start, the more we stay in the Word, the closer our walk with the Lord before those dark times come, the faster we'll remember that God is in control. A few weeks ago, I was watching the live stream of Ron Hamilton's memorial service. It was end of April that was on. I think you can still find it on the BJU website. At one point, Ron's son-in-law, Ben Farrell, was speaking. The kids here might know him from the Passion of the Pirate recordings as Bootstrap Ben. But he was speaking about Ron, and during his message, he said something that stuck out to me. He said, Ron realized that nothing came into his life that had not first passed through the omnipotent hands of a good and gracious God. Nothing had come into his life that had not first passed through the omnipotent hands of a good and gracious God. How encouraging is that? God is there. He's in control. We go through these nights for a couple reasons. Maybe it's because we've sinned and lost our closeness with the Lord. The light of his presence is no longer there and it's dark. We need to repent of whatever sin that is keeping us from a proper walk with God. Maybe we're being tested. There's no sin that's causing the nighttime, but it's God testing us and putting us through a trial. God helps us through these trials when we ask, and he uses them to glorify himself. Maybe we're being reminded that we need to be still. He's showing us that we need to stop whatever we're doing and refocus on him. So where do we turn when we're going through these night times? Well, God is with us, so that's a great place to start. He's right there. But there's also scripture. Psalm 18:28 says, for thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. Psalm 23, verse 4. We've all read Psalm 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. In that message from the Ron Hamilton service a couple weeks ago, Ben Farrell said one other thing that stood out to me. He said, when life knocks you off your feet and onto your knees, you're in a great place to pray. Psalm 107, 13 and 14 says, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of the darkness and the shadow of death and brake their bands in sunder. They cried to the Lord, and he helped them. The Lord's always there for us. He's there to help whenever we ask him. Psalm 112, 4 says, unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. 2 Corinthians 1:10 says, who delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver us, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Amen. We need to always remember that God is there to light our path. He uses his word to encourage us. Turn with me to the book of Zephaniah. Go to Matthew and go back four books. Zephaniah chapter 3. Much of this book is about God's judgment, but in the second half of chapter 3, I just want to read you some words of encouragement to God's people. We're going to be beginning in verse 14 through verse 20. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord hath taken away thy judgments. He hath cast out thine enemy. The King of Israel, even the Lord, is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil any more. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear thou not, and to Zion, let not thine hands be slack. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save, he will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love, he will joy over thee with singing. I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly, who are of thee, to whom the reproach of it was a burden. Behold, at that time I will undo all that afflict thee. And I will save her that halteth, and gather her that was driven out. And I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. At that time will I bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all the people of the earth, when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Interestingly, the name Zephaniah means hidden by God or treasured by God. God treasures his people. He protects them. We may not like the way he does it sometimes, but an important thing to remember is that we need to have these night times in our lives. It would seem great if we never had tough times in our lives, if everything was all sunshine and happiness, and we didn't have to go through sadness, we never had to cry, if it never rained and the weather was always nice. It would seem great for a little while, but without these night times in our lives, we would never grow. If you never laid down and went to bed, you would not grow physically. The same happens in our spiritual lives. If you never go through the darkness, if you never go through trials, you won't have a reason to trust God to provide for you and get you through tough times. Without the tough times, your faith would be weak because you wouldn't need to trust God for his help. Tonight we see that God uses several ways to get us through our trials. We've read several passages that he encourages us through his word. We've also seen that God uses our experience in previous trials to help us through future trials. We're not just going to go through one dark time in our lives and that's it. You don't get to lay down for one night of sleep and then you're good for the rest of your life. We go through these night times many times throughout our lives. Every time we go through a night time and God helps us back into the daytime, we need to remember that and allow God to use that memory of his help to guide us through the next night time that we experience. Finally, we see that God can use other Christians to help us.
Amen.
Turn to 1 John chapter 2 for me. Starting with verse 12. I run into you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for you for his name's sake. I run into you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. John didn't write these verses because everything was happy and easy for the people in the church. God used John to write these things to encourage the people in the church through tough times of persecution and trials. So remember, we go through these dark times in our lives so that God can be glorified and so that we can grow spiritually. The best time to grow is at night. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for this time we can spend in your word. I just pray that you were seeing through it, Lord, and I just pray that as we go our separate ways tonight, you would give us safety throughout the week, and that we continue to keep our focus on you. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen.